ויגש אליו יהודה ויאמר בי אדוני. So in the Rekach state, what is the three steps that we do before Shmoneh Esrei, right? We take three steps back and we go three steps. Kivyochel, we're approaching Bayra Oilam. So in the Rekach, the three steps are connected three places that it says in the Tanakh, Vayigash. Vayigash Eilov Yehuda. It says, Vayigash Avrom, Vayigash Elio. Zog der Rekech, Kneged et Pi Vayigash. So we do the three steps. What is the Pshat? So Rav Shema, we'll say Berefuosoi. He says, what is the Pshat Vayigash Elio Yehuda? He was standing in the same room. So what was the point that he went towards him? The Torah says it's a kind of closeness. You go over to him. We're talking, but it's not like we need to see each other. But I take that step towards you. Avraham Avinu, Vayigash. He goes and he brings the korban. What is this Vayigash? A step towards him. Eliyahu Hanavi. When we speak to the Bayra Olam and Shmoneh Esrei, Avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over the place. But we do the three steps, kivyochel, to show that we take that step closeness to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yedaber ma'avdecho dovo bo'iz me'adoini ve'alicha rapecho be'avdecho kichomoicho kefa'ori. Rashi says, you're a king. It was also a threat. Skirov says that he was asked, Lemaise, Minyomer was the Ganev. So he's asking to let him free. The halacha is, you know, the court could pass and someone has to be killed. But the king could do a chanina. I don't know how you say it in English. You know, the president could sign, but they didn't do for Paul, you know, what they wanted America to do, and they didn't do for all the years. So only the president could do it. So Yosef went to Paro and he was asking Yosef, you write that he's a ganev. So Yosef will tell him, what do you want? He stole. What do you want me to do? Remind me, he's a ganev. He got it from the king. What do you want? This is, what do you want? He said, Robert, you have the power that even when someone does something wrong, you could say you don't care. Adoni shal esavodov leima yesh lechem ovoyach. ונאמר על אדוני, יש לנו אב זקן וילד זקונים, ותאמר על עבדיך, הרדיעו אליי ועושים מעילי עליו, ונאמר לו, יוכל הנער, ותאמר על עבדיך, ויוקר לינו על עבדיך, אביב הנגל אז דברי אדוני, ויאמר שוב שוב הלכם, the whole story. So Rashi is bothered. Yosef knows the story and Yehuda knows the story. Yehuda had to go, sorry king, please, the father will die, please let him go. You know, we came 5 months ago, you stopped us, we said, you asked us if we have a father, we said yes, my brother's not here. You said you want, we said no, we said yes, we went back and forth. Who, you guys know the story? What is the repeating of the story? And I want to explain to you, it's not a stomach question. It's not a stomach of law. This is the house where I stay in Baltimore. So, because Yosef could speak, I'm sorry, because Binyamin, Yehuda could speak to Yosef. Yosef is the king. You're getting the chance, the king is asking to speak to you. You know, in a minute he will say, please go out, fly away, yeah? You know, I want to tell you, you remember 5 months ago we came, we asked you, you asked the father, we said the son, we answered yes, he said no, we went back to Tzitzol, our father said no, a week later our father says yes. All of that, I'm teaching this Chumash Ramban on this pasuk. You see, there's 10 lines in the Ramban, 5 lines in Rashi, how to learn a parsha. So Rashi already answers it, but the Ramban starts, and the Ramban says as it. Lo yodati tam la'arichus divrei Yehuda b'sipruim ashehoyo kvar b'neim. In one pshat, the Ramban says, But in the middle, when we told you that it's a problem to bring you Binyamin, you said, Ve'osimo einei elov, I will take care of him. A king says a word, he has to keep his word. Doesn't make a difference if he's wrong or right. And this is, brings down the Gemara and the Medrash Rabbe. You said, Osimo einei elov. You said it, you have to keep it. But the Ramban doesn't like this pshat. The second pshat, the Ramban says, he was hoping he will have Rachman as he explained to him how this whole story is a painful family story with a brother that disappeared, and our father is so attached to the other brother, and it's so hard, and he was hoping he would have Rachmanes. And the third pshat zog the Ramban, that this what Rashi is merames, Omar loy atobo oleinu ba'aliloiz dvor. He was merames to him, you know that his whole story is a fake story. We came, you called us over, you're the king of Mitzrayim, how much brothers we have. We said one disappeared, one is by the father. You said he has to come, if not you're in jail. And we said our father doesn't want, you said you have to. He was hinting to him, Yosef, you know something is wrong, something doesn't smell right. You planted it. Just the Ramban learns, this was the words of Rashi. Mitchilu ba'alilo boto aleinu. So the Ramban, Avada, he didn't say that, like Rashi says, Yosef, you planted it. The king will kill him. Yadabir, no. He asked him for Rachmanes, but he drew the whole story that everyone will sound, something sounds wrong. So he said, Avada Rachmanes, I want to tell you, remember that whole story, how we beg you not to? And the story is, he's begging Rachmim. Like Loshon Ramban, one word. Aval yesh beseisa dvorov maisa hagavia hu halilo. I'm telling you this whole story, someone is planting it. They learn the Ramban pshat apostle. Because the etzem, if we know Pashas v'yigash, is one line. Yesh bevoyo beloy avdecho v'anar kshuro v'nafshoy. So I want to stay instead of him. V'yigash had to be one pasuk. And Yehuda is talking and talking and talking, and the king could kick him out. Zokter, he said, where is the Simas Ayin? You promised to look after him. Hot Rachmanes. But he was saying the whole story, and he took out all the details. That you read the story, it's clearly that it's a match. Something is behind. Everything is planted. The Hoyo Beremes says the Dvorov Shul Maisa Alilo. This is the whole story goes. The story. The Mefoshim explain, the Maise, what is the Pshat? That in the end of Parshas Miketz, Yehuda says, we will stay with Binyamin. The last pasuk. And Yosef says, no, all of you free, only Binyamin. And the Igashel of Yehuda, Mechazal say that they were ready for a war. He sent Naftali to count how much Shvokim Yesh Mitzrayim, and they were about to destroy the whole Mitzrayim. Fight them before him. And the enemy gets, he says, we could stay. No father, no father will die, no the father will... What happens in Parshas Vayigash? Zogdem Mefoshim. Ho'eloiki motzo es avoyin avodecho. In Parshas Miketz, Yehuda taught, this is a punishment for Mechiras Yosef. Ho'eloiki motzo es avoyin avodecho. When a person feels Hashem punishes him, it's not time to fight. It's time to open Shari Tshuva and to do Tshuva. When Yosef tells him everyone could get back home, it's Binyamin, so it's not a punishment. It's a nisoyim if they will fight for the life of their brother. So they have to fight. Hashem is testing him again with the brother, with the danger of their life, that they have to try to fight to save Binyamin. Fakel tshuva samishko. Danger yourself to save your brother. And maybe they were ready to fight. And by the Batish developed answers different, that they were planning if all the 12 would be there, they'll manage to run out. The Yamin is there himself, they're scared they get stuck. But this is the Nechmal of Akashim. ולא יוסף להיספק לכל הניצובים עולו, והיקרו הציעו כל איש מעולי. I saw it brought down in the Medrash, ולא יוכל יוסף להיספק, he couldn't hold himself. What do you mean? And if he could have hold himself? Yosef couldn't hold himself. And if he could have hold himself, he would carry on the game. Muchach in the pasuk. If Stam Yosef decided, listen, okay, now you ready? Time to misgale. Vayomer Yosef, okay, I saw you the tshuva, I saw you so sorry, you're so devoted for your brother, you has kids. Goodbye, I'm Yosef. Chazal said Yosef couldn't hold himself. State that Yosef was trying to hold himself more, he just couldn't, he was about to cry. Im Yosef hoyo misapek, and the brothers will do even more tshuva, lo hoyo asoro harugei malchus, state in Medrash. Because Yosef couldn't hold himself. But Yosef was planning, it's poshet pshat, again, I'm before saying teyes, velo yochol Yosef li hisapek. Rashi says in his nusach, lo yochol li hisapek sha'achim mizbazim in front of the Mitzrim. But again, the same idea. And if he could, he would stay, he would not tell them. As is mashma in the pasuk. Not that that was enough. And if the Klali Yisrael would not have the Avonim, we say, you know, Chataigel, also Shaita, the Seirim, to Mechaper Avon Yosef. Yosef was Mechaper, the Chet of their brothers. Vahit in Eskoy Lev, Ayyema Yosef, Velechod, Ani Yosef, Ahoid Avichai, Velo Yochlu Echov, Laan Yisrael Yisrael, Ki Nivalu Mipon. Zog Chamedresh, Oilonu Miyem Adin, Oilonu Miyem Adichecho. Zog de Beis Halevi, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Avichai. Ve'yochlu Orechov Lan Yisoy Yisoy, Ki Nivanu Miponov, Zog de Medrash, Oy Lanu Miyoy Madin, Oy Lanu Miyoy Matichecho. Zog de Beis Halevi, he asked the brothers, you telling me Binyamin has to go home. Why? Because the father will die. You write that he deserves to die. Aber was mi de Tate? Ani Yosef, when you sold me, you also had such a cheshbon al oyd avichai. Velo yochlo echov la'an Yisrael Yisrael. Oy lanu miyoyim adin, oy lanu miyoyim atichecho. Zog de bisalevi, when a person will come to the Shemayim, and will ask him why he didn't wake up early in the morning for Seder. He will say, it was very hard for me to wake up. And they will tell him, what happened with Azmanim that you managed to get up every day at time? And what happened at the day of the trip, did you manage to wake up 5 o'clock to get the flight? So you could wake up 5 o'clock. Today you have a Pesach Mizu Shashiri, you manage to wake up in time? So you manage. So it's not because you can't wake up in time. It's because you didn't want to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show everyone, for any kind of matzav that he has, exactly the same situation, and you did the opposite. Like, this person was so bad to me, you know, you hit him, you dropped the chavrusa, I'll show you exactly you did it, the same thing to someone else. And then you thought you mamash tzadik. Oy lanu miyoyim, ani Yosef, ha'oy lo vichai. And I'm explaining why the Medrash says it. I already told him, Yehuda is begging, My father will die. My father will die, right? And I said, Tai is alive? So you can tell by the Baptist, he told him, listen, I thought maybe it's a fake, but tell me the truth, he's living. Maybe you stop faking. But it loses the whole pack. It's not mashma that Yosef taught that Yehuda is alive. So this is the reason Chazal have a kasha, the words, Ha'oid Ovichai, Mazen Regea. I mean, the whole Masur Matan, the whole reason is, Yehuda is asking to stay instead of Binyamin. If the father is not there, what is the point that Yehuda will stay instead of Binyamin? Yehuda explained, I can't go back to my father without Binyamin. So no matter the Medrash has a kasha. Ani Yosef, ha'oid avichai. These three words are oid avichai. So I saw it's more down in the Mefoshim. Adar to Bisalevi to explain it a little bit more. In life, a lot of times a person has questions. A lot of questions a person has in life. The brothers had for the last 5 months interesting questions. Yosef is calling them. Yosef, everything, the money in the bag, the gavia, everything is strange. But when there's one word, Ani Yosef, everything was answered. A lot of times in life we have a lot of nisyonos. But pitom comes the word, Ani Hashem! And then everything will be answered. Everything will be answered. ויאמר יוסף אל אחיו, גשונו אליי ויגושו, ויאמר אני יוסף אחיכם, אשר מכרתם מויסי מצרימו. ועתו אל תשרצו ואליכר בעיניכם, כי מכרתם עשיהנו, כי למכרי שלוחני אלוהיכם לפניכם. כי זה שנושא עם הרוב בקרב האורץ. השם send me here, this is the בן רבינו בחיי, יוסף was never מויכר to the אחים. He said he doesn't have a tiny. Hashem Shlochani. And because it was felt in the Mechile, the Mele came after the Oynesh Masor Ogi Malchus. After Lo Yatem Shlochani, Ki Elokim, Ha'ismeni La'ar, Ha'paru, Ma'aru, Ha'alu, Ha'lovi, Ha'amartim, Ha'lov, Koyim, Ha'abim, Ha'o Yosef, Sumani Elokim, La'odoin, Yoshavta Be'erz Goyshen, Ha'isekor Evo Elai, Ha'chikalti Yos Hashom, Ki Ha'itchom Mishonim, והנה עיניכם רועס והנה אוכל בניומין כי פי המדבר אליכם מפורש מסי לא שנה קוידש והגעתם לאובי אסקווידי במצרים וסקווי אשר איסם והיפול על צורי בניומין אוכל וייב הפוסק אז ממשיך לכולם נוסן לאיש חליפו שמאלויס ולבניומי נוסן שלוש מויס כסף וחומש חליפו שמאלויס. So everyone got suits, בניומי got 5 suits and שלוש מויס כסף. פרק דגמורה אין מגילה, דובור שנכשל בוי אויסוי צדיק, יקושל בוי עצמוי, because his father gave him a ksoynes passing, he was Nimgal in Mitzrayim. Now he's doing the same thing. Now he's doing the same thing and he's giving Binyamin 5 suits. The brothers will be jealous of him. Ramaz loy osid lotzes mimano Mordechai sheyetze milifei ha-melech b'chamisho min elevush sheneemar u-Mordechai yotzo milifnei ha-melech b'levush malchus tcheiles v'chur החיבוץ והגומן והיו ששן צהולה וסליח. Frank the Goyen, what is the answer? He asked, you're making Binyamin to be jealous, everyone will be jealous of Binyamin, he got 5 suits. How you do double שנכשל בויס הצדיק? And second of all, the more answers, רומס לוי, עושי לוצס ממנו מורדכי שייצא מלפני המלך בחביש של אבושי מלכוס. So you could answer that if you did it without Remez, the brothers will not get jealous. They go and ask the Kasha, where is the Remez Shiyetzim? Mimena Mordechai Shiyetzim Mechamisha Levush. He gave him 4 extra ones. One everyone got. So where is the Remez that Mordechai will have 5 Levushim Malchus? Zog the Goyen, for the Givaldi Kepshat, that he gave him 5 cheap suits. All the brothers got a very expensive suit. Most expensive, a choshev suit, and everyone else got 5 shvachim ones. The Goyen says it's veduyek. It says in the pasuk, "Velekulam lebinyom leish nosan leish chalifois vodavav, expensive one, ulebinyom inosan chamisha chalifois." It says without a vav, shvach suits. So maybe he was meradis to him that there is no jealousy. It's exactly the same expense, the same value, the same shavis. The Velt answers, so this is the answer of the good. The Velt answers in the second Akasha, where was the Rebbe Sheyetzim and the Mordechai Sheyetzim and Chamisha Levushim? There's only 4 extra ones. So what is the Pshat that he's giving them suits? With the suits? The Talmud says they didn't have what to wear. Right? Why they didn't have what to wear? Binyamin. Because all of them tore their clothes. The Pshat that they found the Gaviyah, everyone turned, Vayikru Bigdeim. They didn't have clothes. They would come with kriya to the father. The father would never believe that they found Yosef. Yeah. So now, who caused them to make kriya? Yosef. So Medina de Garmi has to pay. Right? He has to pay the suits. Binyamin knew that he's not a kind. Binyamin didn't have to tear the suit. They thought Binyamin was trapped. They tore the suits. Binyamin didn't have to tear. So Binyamin stopped tore. So Binyamin, he doesn't owe even one suit. So Bemele, Binyamin got five suits. This is an unfortunate story. All the brothers got the suit kedin. He caused them, he made them, they have the gavya. They thought Binyamin is a god, they had to pay. So the Voshim said, okay, we answer the suits, what with the Shleshim Kesef? Shleshim is Kesef. Tell us, the Shleshim is Kesef is the Cheshvan, how much when you sell someone to ever, the Knas, is Esrim Kesef, is exactly the Cheshvan. So every one of the brothers really owed him, Kenegi the Mechiras Yosef, the money. The only one, the Mele, he was Moichel than the money, so it's Kilo the Gash Leish Moish Kesef. The Shank and Binyamin never sold him. So the Binyamin, forget, he didn't want Binyamin to be less from them. So he gave Binyamin Shleish Moish Kesef. Vayalu Mitzrayim, Vayavor, Eretz Knaan, El Yaakov, Avim, Vayagidu Lo Elei Moir, Oy Yosef Chai, Chu Amoisha Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim, Vayofeg Lipoi Kilo Yehem. Voshim say, Oy Yosef Chai, V'chua Moishel b'Mitzrayim, B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, V'yofek Liboy ki lo yehemin. He couldn't believe that Yosef is Chai and is Moishel b'Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was Eretz Tumo, that Yosef is Chai. Chai means Rishon Kruim Meisim, Tzadikim Kruim Chaim, that Yosef is a Tzadik. V'yedavu lo v'skodiva Yosef asher diber alehem, v'yares ha'agolois, אשר שולח יוסף לא ססוי סוי ותחי רוח יעקב אבי. מהר"ל explains, he sent them the agolos that he was merames to him, that when he left they were oisek in parsha of Egla Arufo. So he was merames to him that they were oisek in parsha of Egla Arufo. This made Yosef Yaakov to believe. Why? So the Mahal explains, because the halacha is that when you have to do a levaya. If you don't do a levaya, you can't say Yodeinu leshofru es adon hazeh. So first he was meramis to him that they were oisek in Torah, that he's holding in the same place where he left, that he's oisek in Torah. But more from that, Chaim Shnevis explains pshat. Why? How levaya helps? Because the person feels that people are with him, so that feeling keeps him going. Yosef told them, the reason I managed, because the whole time I felt connected to the Torah, this is what kept me going in Mitzrayim. So when Yaakov saw the Agolos, V'tichi Ruach Yaakov Avir. And so the Mefoshim explained, so why had to send them Agolos? Tell Yehuda to tell them we learned the Parshas Egla Arufa. Tell says, if it will be by the way, it means Yosef is off the derech. So Bar Kishren, he remembers, Megeret Afek La'aruf. He sent a golis. He made a whole thing out of it. From that, Yosef will understand, Yaakov will understand that this is the main thing. He's sending special a golis. Remer Yisrael Rabo Yosef Nichai Elcho Ve'erenu B'terem Omos. And then Chazal tell us, Vayisa Yisrael b'chol asher lo vayovoy be'er sheva vayizbach zvochim le'eloi ki oviv Yitzchok. Famous Rashi, Chayev odom mechvayd oviv yoysu mechvayd skeinu. Lefichuch tolo be'yitzchok v'loi be'avro. So this is the famous Rashi that a person is b'chuyiv to mechaben his grandfather. Forget Rashi says why it says le'eloi ki oviv Yitzchok, and it doesn't say le'eloi ki oviv avro v'yitzchok. Shechayev odom bichvoid ovi v'yoysu mechvoid skeino. The Mechaber brings down that a person is not chayev bichvoid skeino. And the Ramo brings down that a person is chayev bichvoid skeino b'shem the Ma'ari. And he brings down this Medrash. Now we see in this medrash, Shechayim Odom Mechoyin Odom Yosef Mechoyin Tzkeinoi. Aber Ravada Yom Mechoyin. And the Shach says how it could be that some people forgot this medrash. Rashi brings it down. Shtayim Mikro, everyone reads the Rashi. Zeh Vrik Deshach Mekul Esakesem. So the Mefoshim asks, you write that those state Shechayim Odom Mechoyin Odom Yosef Mechoyin Tzkeinoi. But Shteit Mefoosh that Yom Mechoyin to Mechabed your grandfather. Zeh Shteit, Yom Mechoyin to Mechabed your grandfather. And Rashi in Magiz that you base state that you're not mechuyev. It says if your father kills, you're not allowed to become goyel adam. If your grandfather kills, you're allowed to become a goyel adam. So Rashi she'ein odom chayev b'choyel aviyoviv. Rashi Magiz you base on Muda Aleph first before the Mishnah. Frank the Maritz Chayev is a stir. There Rashi state tone chod ebnoi nasi goyel adam, but tone inoch ein bnoi kan bebnoi kan beben. Rashi ain't Odom Chayav b'Chvoyd Tzkeinoi. And here Rashi ain't Rashi, the Kvoyd of Yitzchok, Shechayav Odom Mechulav b'Yoyisom b'Chvoyd Tzkeinoi. So in the Mephoshim, a lot of answers. But dear Rashi says, when the grandfather kills the son, so the Enikol is allowed to kill the grandfather, Medim Goyel Adam. Pshat is as here. A person is not Chayav b'Chvoyd his grandfather, Mitzal Atzmoy. It's Medin Koven Aviv to Mechabed his grandfather. Remember, when the grandfather kills the father, here the Koven of the father is to kill the grandfather. Masha'imken, Stam, Avad is Medin Koven. Now, a person is Chayav Mechvoy Aviv, Yoysu Mechvoy Tzkein. Vayoymer Elohim LeYisrael B'maro Yisalayu. Vayoymer Yaakov, Yaakov, Vayoymer Hinei. The Meshechochme has a vault here. Reb Chatzil Avramsky will say it over every time in Parshas Vayigash, and he said that he has a Mesoiro that this Meshechochme was written by Ruach HaKodesh. Why Yaakov gets a Nevuah b'Maris Alayla? If you remember, it's the second time that Yaakov has a dream. That's in the whole Parshas here. It's Yosef the dream, Pala the dream. It's a dream matzah. Yeah? All of the others of Rome and Yitzchok, they get Nevuah. Vayimer Hashem al Avrom, ani kel shaddai. Yeah. Why here? Zog de Meshechochme shekeivon sheyorad Yaakov leMitzrayim. Ve'avi golus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show him that even in the golus, when it's dark and it's night, and he's sleeping, I'm dear for you. And this was the message. And this is the reason he called him Yaakov, Yaakov. Now we know Be'etzem Lekoriz L'Shim Chaykor Yaakov Ki Im Yisrael Ki Sohisoim Anoshim Ve'Elohim V'Tucho. We spoke already a couple times that even though his name is Yisrael, we call him Yaakov because Yaakov reminds us the Tufa of Klal Yisrael, the Tzoros of Teshachach. The tzoros that Klal Yisrael had. Vayayimer Yaakov, Yaakov, Vayayimer Hineini. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a message before he's going down to Golus. And what is the message before he's going down to Golus? The message is, before you go down to Golus, I will be with you in every matzav. In every matzav I will be with you. So the Mele Yaakov had to have a dream that it's Lailo, it's dark. And then in the dream, when it's dark, when it looks that things are not going good, Hashem will be with him. And this is Alamo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the message. I want to share it with you. I had this week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a double message. The double message, Boy Roy spoke last week about the psalmim that Yosef had when he went down to Mitzrayim. Hashem gave him the message that he's with him. We're in the shul, where I daven, they made a campaign. The big campaign, I think they're trying to make $1 million campaign. Yeah, and it was like a whole matzah. Much more, but the campaign was for $1 million. And it looked impossible to do it, but some guy decided that he had to do it, and said it. they pushed me to do it. And they got a whole system with ambassadors and people that are pushing with Shiva. All different, mamish, very well done. And it started to go up, and the numbers are going up and up. And, you know, and suddenly I feel to myself, you know, quite organized. It's moving. It's holding Yom Shlishi afternoon. It's the last day of the campaign. We're not holding there yet. You know, if it doesn't go, the whole thing is. And I was sitting learning Second Seder, so I ordered a call. So I told him, you know, I'll take care of it after Second Seder, you know, not so much time left. And I come out and I see like a lot of missed calls. Normally I never even return the call, normally I never answer here for another number. But I see someone, an Israeli number from someone, kids, I call him back. And I say, yeah, he tells me I'm at the shkol. Restaurant near Buffalo, I don't know exactly. And I was eating there in that restaurant. When I finished to eat, I have a yahrzeit to my mother. So I looked for a place to daven. I saw this trailer. I went into daven mincha. I see a big sign on the wall. It says, campaign, one more day left to the campaign. I knew my mother wants me to pay. So I called you up. He went outside. The guy, who is the rabbi of the shul? I told him, Mr. Kaplan, I can get his number. From the guy from Shir. And he called me and he said, you know, I have three nephews that learn by you in Shir. One is there now. How much are you missing for the campaign? So I said, $35,000. He said, okay, this is my credit line. If you could swipe it down. So I swiped it, it went through. So I told him, I could ask you a favor. He said, yes. I said, the man said, if you anyway give me the money, chaval, forgive it. Let the campaign to run. We can make another 35. And we'll just post it on by night, because we need anyway more. He said, but my mother in the Shemayim will know that I'm the one that finished. I said, for sure she knows. You did it. He said, Meseva. I never met him in my life. I don't know who he is. After that, I wanted to meet him, but I didn't. I never met him. Hashem wanted to tell me. This is the message I got. I'm telling you, I'm serious. I'm saying it now. I'll just tell you a Gishmaki story. Hashem told me, listen, Captain, you're busy in Ishtadlis for 2 weeks to organize something. Maybe even over the day, shotless. Yeah? I want to show you that when I will want to help you, a crazy guy will walk in the street and will decide to give you the money. It's not you, it's me. Remember this clown for life. When I want to help you, I will send the guy to give you money. It doesn't make sense. So I know you have to do ishtalis. It's val mitzvah you're allowed to do. You're allowed to campaign. You're allowed to do everything. But don't think you, Nissan Capital Raise, I, Ribbono Shel Olam, decided to give you $1 million. And I will show it to you. Not maybe, and you will think, yeah, but I spoke to the guy, and, you know, with a good word, and nothing. Out of nowhere. And mother tells you, it's not because the Rav is in his cabin, he decided. He died and he saw the campaign, he decided to give the money. And the Rav will be Chatz Shmer, he will also give the money. And he made it very clear to me, no shaykhs that I know the name is the Kaplan. Nothing. And not only that, sitting here a guy that was in the shul at the same time and wanted to go over to beg him for money. And that bachur told him, don't ask my uncle, he would maybe give you a dollar. And the guy told me, if he would ask, I would give a dollar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, the guy will come over himself and he will give the money. Now I'll tell you the end of the story. So I went, you know, I called him, I said, you know, you're here for us for a couple of days. He lives in Pesek, near Pesek. I want to come see Shekech. And he said, you know, he wants to dedicate something for his mother. And I have to tell you, don't think when I called him, I told him it's missing $35,000. So he said, I want to donate. So I thought he said $3,500. It didn't make sense. So, I put him in line with the company and I said, $3,500. He said, no, but you said $35,000. I said, yeah, we're missing $35,000 and you're giving $3,500. He says, no, I'm giving everything what is missing. Like, you know, I made all the mistakes. I can't tell you how much more mistakes I made in the phone. That would be a reason for him to just put down the phone. And he called me. I didn't answer. He called me. I tried to call him back. He missed me. There was no reason in the world that we'll catch each other. I went to visit him. And I said, you know, I have to put something, you know, the English Mrs. Mother. I have to give him something nice. I said, you know, they're building a beautiful Ona Kodesh. It costs a lot of money. It's $100,000. You know, maybe I'll ask him already for $100,000. So I came to his house. And I said, it's not nice. I'm really going to say Shekech, but I really need to put his name of his mother somewhere. I come in, and he tells me, I want to tell you that when I called, it said on the wall, last day to campaign, they're holding a 900. I was planning, if you would tell me that you're missing 100, to give 100. I came home, I told my wife, we're lucky, we made it an easy deal. So I told him, it's so interesting, a punk came to ask you for $100,000. And I took out a picture of the Aron HaKodesh and I showed him. I had it in my pocket. I said, Mazel Tov, you got it. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give you, I'm telling you, for me, for every person has his own Nisyonis. One time I came home, my Mishpoch, with Vashidim Nisyonis that we have in this Kufa, and I told him, I'm not worried anymore. I don't need no Shabbos. I know what Hashem will want. The door will open, and the guy will come and do everything that has to be done. And this was my message. And I'm saying it because I felt, and I want to tell you, everyone in life has it. I could have said, wow, the guy gave me the money, and after a minute forget that the guy gave it to me and carry on living. I stopped, and I'm making a point to say it, Barabi. Just to live, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to me. He showed it to me, Ein Rosso, yeah? And not only that, I remind someone all this money I managed to, in the end to get. Yeah? So, but Hashem wanted me to see. Member in life, I could do it. Ishtadlis we have to do. This is where we're a daughter, we have to do Ishtadlis. But when I want to help you, they're not normal things in the world. And I'm telling you, I sat with his family. He never gives out of his neighborhood. Never. Never. You know, a lot of people local. He lives near Pesachim. It's a lot of Shana. It doesn't make a difference. And I'll tell you, all of his three nephews that are in Shira were trying to raise money for this campaign, and all decided not to touch it because by him there's no chance. So everything was around that it will happen. No one touched him. He never heard about it from nowhere. He told me, those emails all over the world, most of the people in the world knew that it existed. Since I never knew about it, I never heard about it, I did nothing. I just walked in, and he said I was bad to have a mincha somewhere else. Couldn't find a taxi. I said, you know what? I will stay for mincha here. Remember this cloud. And if you will live with this bitachon, and I want the mamshich to finish with one vote of the Chaim Shmuel Levitz, because we're running a bit late. Yaakov comes to Mitzrayim, and he goes to see Paul. Vayomer Paul el Yaakov, kamo yemei shnei chayecho, how old are you? Vayomer Yaakov, so what is the pshat? Rashi brings down, the Medrash says that Paul had a very short door, and when he came in, he had to bow down to the Pesel. So when Yaakov came, Hashem made it, the Malach came, and he picked up the door, the walls, the door, that Yaakov didn't have to bend. This time my son Tzipori Chofetz Chaim, a guy that was driving, was with a Chofetz Chaim in a wagon, and Chofetz Chaim fell asleep. And the wagon was going in different villages. Every time when it passed near a cross of a church, in the middle of the sleep, the head of the Chofetz Chaim was up till they passed the church. It would not look that he's bending down. Every time, the guy said, the whole trip, Chofetz Chaim was sleeping for 2 hours, and in every church, the head came up. Till they passed the church, and the head went down again. So as I stated in the middle, so Paul taught that Yaakov, Chazal says from Avraham, "Kam yemei shnei chayochu yemei Yaakov el Paul yemei shnei megu eshloishim ashan anyon 130 me'ad veroyim oy yemei shnei chaya elo yisigu yemei shnei chaya voy sefi me megu I'm young. I just had a very bitter life. Zog de daskeni mi bale atesvus. Val Yaakov said it. Here we have it, that skinny balatesis in the back. Fisher always rocking me. Sarus Roisha Levonis. Wano, you may shame me as shona. Kalema Matim shona. I look old. Medrash, Bishoshama Yaakov, Mehat Veroim. אמר לי הקדיש ברוך הוא, אני מלטיחו מאיסוף ומלובון, החזרתי לך דין על גם יוסף, ואתו משרה מעל חייך שהם מעט ורואים. You complaining, I was so good to you. חייך שמיניין הטייבס, שיש מביוי מרפרוי, עד במי גבורי, יחזרו משני סכו. He lost 33 years for his life. You said bitter life? I saved you so much. 33 years he lost. פרקדם חיים של רביץ, over Shabbos, you open the Perek Mem Zayin, Posuk, Tes, Ches Tes. 33 words is including the question of Pauli. If you count from the question of Pauli till the end of the answer is 33. Lechula Yaakov only has to lose for the answer. He doesn't have to lose for the question. Zot Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, if you look sad and you look down, is a tviya on you. Not only on the answer. Yaakov, why you looked it? Why you didn't look happy with what Hashem is doing to you? So if you cause Pauli to ask such a question, you will lose years even on the question. A person has to know Ribbono Shel Olam is there. Ribbono Shel Olam is there. And I'm telling you, everyone, this is my message that I feel this week. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me that message. Ribbono Shel Olam is there. It's as if to open your eyes and you'll see it.